molasses or something like that, it was usually not as good as a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
A pail wasn't as good as a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
A bucket was heavier and probably galvanized iron.
Mm-hmm.
You could use it in a well, stuff like that, but pail was mostly plated tin or something.
Mm-hmm. What about like nowadays, those plastic ones, what do you call them?
Jug.
But if it's shaped like a bucket, do you usually call it a bucket or a pail?
Still call it a bucket.
You call it a bucket.
Yeah, pail is not a real common word for people around this area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
pail is something you read in a story and you know
mm-hmm.
what it is,
mm-hmm.
but you
but
never
you don't
use
really
it.
Use it. Yeah. Well, what would you call
it? Jack and Jill would have.
Oh yeah,
have
a
pail.
Bigger pail. Yeah. What would you call a kind of bucket that people would use to feed hogs, to carry the food into hogs?
A slop bucket.
Yeah, you do that one, okay. What
in fact, you wouldn't feed the pigs, you'd slop them.
Slop the pigs.
Slop the pigs. Slop the hogs.
What would you call the thing that you would fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. What would that be made of?
Cast iron.
Heavy type.
Yeah, cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
Iron skillet.
Mm-hmm. What about something that just sits on the stove to heat water?
A kettle.
Now, what about something to cook, say, potatoes in?
Not mechanically inclined, and he thinks I can fix anything. And I guess in his eyes, I can. I mean,
yeah.
He brought in a radio for me to fix the other day. I haven't worked on the radios in years. But he brought in three radios. And they were old AC/DC sets, and that's back when I used to pedal with them. And he brought me one so I could take the parts out of it and fix another one.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was here, he brought another one along and couldn't get the dial cord. And to make matters worse, I fixed all three of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I fixed all three of them. I just went right to the trouble, which was just very obvious on each one of them. It would have been very hard. I couldn't have done it. But he thinks I'm just... brilliant. It was
well,
the worst thing I could have done.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to always keep wanting you to do all this stuff. Oh, let's see. Oh, I know. We were talking about, what would you call something that you would, like, cook potatoes in on the stove?
A pot.
What would you call a container that you would put cut flowers in?
A vase.
And...
unless it was expensive, and it'd be a fox. No, I would never.
You would never.
I would never, even if I had a vase.
No, I wouldn't call
vase.
It one.
That's right. I can't pronounce A that way and feel comfortable.
Oh, I know. It's just totally unnatural. Okay, what would you call the eating utensil that you'd have beside the plate?
Well, we'd probably call them knives and forks. I mean, that was put the knives and forks on the table.
Mm-hmm. When you were born, did they also use spoons or not?
Oh, yeah. We used spoons, but I mean...
but they didn't say it that way.
No, you didn't say
said.
Put the knives and forks on. You just
said
put the knives and forks on the table.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Spoons
I've never thought
were
about
completely
it.
Ignored.
Yeah, you just say
but
knives.
But we had them.
But you had
yeah.
Yeah.
And the table wasn't set properly. They all went on your right-hand side. Everything, all three together.
Everything.
Unless it was formal, and then you would separate them
mm-hmm.
and put a napkin on the
mm-hmm.
table.
What would you call a big knife that you might use for cutting?
We would call it a butcher knife.
Then after you had eaten and you might say, the thing that you got to do the dishes is...
wash the dishes.
And then after,
or do the dishes.
Or do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
Then after you wash the dishes, to get the soap off, they...
Well, when I was little, I called it rinse them.
Uh-huh.
But I realized later it was rinse.
So
now it's rinse them, but I never knew there was a word rinse until somewhere along life I realized that it was foreign.
Yeah.
Rinse, wrench, just like a bicycle.
Like
wrench.
A bicycle.
I thought it was the same word.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a different use.
What did you?